Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man of the hour, Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Well, good morning to you. It's a Marshall Miles morning, isn't it?
It stinks. I got, you know, it stinks so much that I'm actually wearing sweatpants today, just simply because I just don't feel like going out when it's 42, 43 degrees and it's raining with anything but a nice comfy pair of sweatpants on, to be honest with you.
And you'll be wearing the sweatpants tomorrow and Friday, too. Just thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah, but on Friday, will I be wearing my Long John's undershirt?
You may. You may. And you may be wearing your rubbers, too, so because it may be a little slushy. We shall see. We will have early rain, but then this afternoon, a little glimpse of sun. So the afternoon should be a little bit better in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-40s. Rain develops tomorrow morning. It becomes heavy at times during the day, windy, with a high near 50, but the 50 is going to be deceptive. It'll be early day and then fall to the 40s during the day. Friday, windy with rain tapering off, probably or possibly ending as wet snow. 40 and falling. We'll probably go into the 30s by late Friday. Sunny for Halloween, low 50s. Sunday, clouding up. Showers later in the day with highs in the low 60s. And then blustery and chilly in the 40s on Monday with a couple of rain or wet snow showers flying by.
Now,
go ahead. Now what?
Now I'm going to ask you any accumulation at all with possible with the changeover to snow?
If we do get any changeover at all, I think number one, it would be in our highest elevations, and number two, in those places, it would be under an inch.
Okay.
So other places may see a little bit of a dusting, but that would be about it from what I could tell right now.
All right.
And it's been very, very hectic. I got off the air yesterday morning, and I got a text from a friend who told me that two of our friends, I think I told you, just moved to this area. They're within walking distance. And they're still in the midst of, unpacking boxes and fixing up. Well, one of them, his mom passed yesterday morning. Oh. And we were always fearful of this day. When I say we, meaning the clique, the crowd, because he was, and I say this in the nicest way, he was, let's put it this way. If you looked up the word mama's boy, his picture would be next to it. He was not afraid to deny it either. Extremely, extremely close to his mom, did everything for his mom, and always prayed that he would die before his mom so that he wouldn't have to face this. So he's taking it very, very badly. And to add insult to injury, she's only going to be waked one day. Everything's being done in one day. I guess that's the way they do it today, especially with COVID. And guess when that day is, Marshall?
Friday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, wow.
So, and it's all over the place. The wake is in New Jersey in the morning, followed by traveling back to New York for the mass. And then from there, and we're talking Rockland County, from there traveling to the Bronx for burial and then back home. So it's a lot, and I am going to have to do it. So I will have to do that tomorrow after my shift. And I'm not too thrilled, with the ceremonies, because it brings back too many memories. And I'm not too too thrilled about the fact that the weather is going to be hairy. Seeing if I could get AJ to step on for me tomorrow, midday, mid to late day. So I'll wait for that. And then the day doesn't end there. I had my new weather station delivered, and I got a handyman who said he would be more than happy to install it. And he came over yesterday at 4 p.m., and it was just about dark when it was installed. And I said, thank goodness. So Then I had to come in here and blank it.
Yeah.
I was having a problem. It was not, it kept saying offline, offline. It says, make sure your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth is connected. You know, so I looked at my phone, because you're connected to your phone, and of course, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on. I'm saying, look, I don't understand it. So after a couple of hours, Marshall, I gave up. I said, you know what, I'm just going to send them an email and let them answer me. They sent an email back saying, you know, please be patient. They're very busy right now, blah, 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 blah. So this morning, I got up early because of the storm situation that's coming. And I had some time. I said, let me just look at this app again. I'm looking through the app. And I hit, you know, weather station. And I have a whole bunch of things there. And it says, Wi-Fi setup. And I'm thinking, aha. So I hit it. Detects my Wi-Fi. Wants the password. Put the password in. Bingo. Online.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to say, you have to set up, with every app, you have to set up the Wi-Fi.
Right.
And
so,
yeah.
There's only one problem. Right. I'm only getting one page of data. And I don't understand why. I really don't understand why. It's not giving me, it's just not giving me the rest. I don't know if it's going to take time. I don't know. I called it up just now while I'm talking to you. It says, rain likely, 50 degrees where we are. Feels like 48. Humidity 60% rising. Then it says 61. Oh, so the temperature 48 and falling. And below it is an hourly projection for my area. And then below that is the forecast for 5 days. And then it says, more current conditions, humidity, 93%, and that's it. Doesn't give me the wind, doesn't give me the pressure, nothing. So, and there's a big green button, and it says real brightly, online. So how do I get the rest of it? I don't know. I don't see anything on the top. There's history. There's a map to show you where other stations like this are, and then there's settings.
Have you gone to settings?
And in settings, it says stations, smart home integrations, you know, like Alexa and all of that, to add or remove devices and sign out. And under units, it's, you know, you set the units, temperature, Fahrenheit or Celsius, pressure, you know, blah, 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 blah. Alerts, rain start, lightning, status, okay? And that's all on. So I have no idea. No idea.
Make a telephone call again today.
They don't have telephone support.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Well, email them, because there's got to be something that they haven't explained that you're not doing.
You think so?
Yeah. There has to be. There has to be. I mean, you didn't get it to get all those other things, because you can get all those other things that you're getting there from any weather service. You got it for all the other things. You want to see what your current wind speeds are and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I will email them and tell them what the story is, and we'll go from there. But I think the next 2 days are going to be real busy. I'm actually right to the end of the week, don't you think? I mean, you know, with the storm winding down on Friday, I also have to pick up a lot of pieces. And plus, we have Zeta, which is now 85 mile per hour winds. 350 miles south of New Orleans, expected to make landfall there early tonight, and that, combined with that winter storm, will move our way to give us the lousy weather tomorrow and Friday.
All right. Well, so much for that.
Yep.
I mean, we can't say any more than that. So much for that forecast.
That's it. Yep, and it's free, right?
All right. Well, I might be speaking with AJ, and I might not.
Oh, no, you'll speak with me tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Today. Yeah, and then, he'll take over after I'm through in the morning.
All right. Well, I'll speak with you tomorrow then, Pat.
Okay, great, Marshall.
Take care.
Thank you.
Pat Pagano this morning with a check on the forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.